Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and also Margaret Christie from CESA. CESA, the local hero folks, created that campaign, and what it has done over the last 20 years is help to continue and ensure that this valley is focused and committed to local agriculture. It is not by accident, and sometimes it feels that way, but it's really a commitment move that we as a community have made to supporting local agriculture. And Margaret, you're the author of where we're going to go in the future, where CESA is going to go in the future, and where our valley in regards to agriculture could go in the future with this Eat Up and Take Action local food treatise. What do you call it? Manifesto?
It's an inspiration guide.
Manifesto.
Way to
made
take
with,
action.
You know, local organic basil. It is a report. Tell me a little bit about what's in this report.
I think what's in there is a lot of resources and inspiration for taking action to support local food and local farm businesses and improving the way that we all get our food and the quality of the food that we get.
We do a lot of great things here in the Valley. There's so many markets. There's winter markets now. So where are the areas, I guess, in the report that talk about where we could improve?
I think one of the things is that you're right. We've done a lot of things. We have a lot of success to look at, but we need to make sure that there are, you know, plenty of shoppers at all of those markets, plenty of people signing up for those winter CSA shares that are available to us or showing up at the winter markets, and that we're making sure that this local food is available to people throughout our region, no matter where they live and where they buy their groceries and all the different places that they eat, whether it's at school or at a restaurant or a cafeteria. So it's really helping to make sure that that support is there and to fill in those gaps.
That's what seems to be something that was sticking in my mind, that, you know, the school systems, which do feed so many kids, probably could up their ante local food-wise. I know a lot of the colleges have implemented some more sort of local sourcing, but have the public school systems really embraced it to the extent which they could or maybe should?
You know, there's schools that are doing a really great job, and there's schools that are just beginning to work on this. There's schools that haven't thought about it yet, and there's a lot of great support.
Which school would you like to throw under the school bus?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to say that on the radio. Uh-huh. I can call out a couple ones that are doing a good job.
How about we do that?
The Chicopee schools have been doing this for a long time.
Well, they're called chickpeas, so you would expect that from them.
They have an annual harvest meal that features a lot of local food. They do smoothies. They freeze fruit in the summer and then serve smoothies all winter.
That's great.
So they've done some very creative things, and they're certainly not alone. There's schools with great school garden programs that are helping kids, you know, grow the food, which makes them more willing to taste it, which makes them more willing to eat it when it shows up in the cafeteria. And there's some great organizations that are providing support for the whole range of things like, how do you make it work in the cafeteria? How do you source the local food and make the delivery work? How do you, you know, implement a school garden program and integrate that into your curriculum?
The Springfield School District just received a USDA grant that is going to their food service contractor, and the goal is to increase by a large percentage the amount of local food in the diet of those school kids.
Schools need a lot of support to do this. They need, you know, parents who care. They need administrators who care. They need nurses who care. They need, you know, the cafeteria staff to feel supported in making these changes. So depending on where you sit, you know, you may be able to go in and say, this is important to me, and I have a little bit of time I could spend, you know, I could do a little bit of work getting other parents together. If you don't, you know, you don't have a connection to a school, there may be some ways that you could think about this at your workplace.
And the other piece is, I think we all have skills. So if you're an organized person, you can be using that skill. You might be someone who has art skills and you can help do a brochure. So whatever the skill set you bring in your life, you can bring it to bear on this issue. And what's just so exciting about this is, this is a positive view about the way the world can be. And everyone who lives in the Valley has seen some amazing changes just happen in the last 5 years. So when you're eating well and helping others to eat well, it's that generosity of spirit and the love you're sharing through food can give us all the energy and commitment and passion to work together.
Any other actions in here that individuals can take that you think? Margaret Christie, who's the author of this new, what are we calling
publication.
It? Publication from CESA, Eat Up and Take Action for Local Food.
There's great stories in here from Janetta Bayman, who works at Springfield Partners for Community Action. She had a health issue in her family that inspired her to change how they ate at home. And then she was able to bring that kind of personal experience and knowledge to her workplace and help connect people with resources in Springfield for getting good food and, you know, learning how to use it. So that's really important. There's some great stories from Cooley Dickinson where they are doing a really good job connecting incentives for improving the health of their employees with local food. So If you do a variety of healthy things, you get points from them, and there's different things they could give you as rewards on those points. So they were, there were things like T-shirts, which is fine, but then they thought, why don't we give some people something that connects them to health?
Right.
So now you can earn a market share card from the kitchen garden and come down to Farmer's Market, and they're paying for your produce from the Farmer's Market because you improved your health, and that's good for the hospital.
Hospitals could improve in their cafeteria food. As an aside, they're another area where we could grow with CISA.
It's true, but our local hospitals are doing some work on that.
Right.
So they've made some real strides.
It really is the community that has committed to local agriculture that has sustained this area above and beyond so many other areas in
right.
Massachusetts and across the country. So it's really heartening to see that CISA has created this vision for where to go in the next 20 years. Eat Up and Take Action for Local Food, a new publication from CISA written by Margaret Christie and Phil Corman from CISA. Valley Gives Day.
12-12. 12-12.
CISA is one of those.
My pitch is, give to everyone, give often. And the whole idea of the day is really to encourage people to give a little more than you've given in the past, and to encourage those who have never given to venture and, taste the delight of really creating community.
You can find more about Valley Gives, about Eat Up and Take Action for Local Food at buylocalfood.org.